you know, will be here before we know it. I'll just read you the next few names. It'll be Dan Zampino and then John McClain, and then Michelle Boulay, if she is here by then and wants to read at that point. Otherwise, we'll come back to her a little later. The next person would be Harriet Hart and then Suzanne Owens. So right now, I'd like to welcome a gentleman who came all the way from Marblehead. Wonderful, wonderful writer. He and his wife, Angela Michelli, run a great open mic at the King Hooper Mansion one Sunday a month. Please welcome Dan Zampino.
Oh, this is your advanced. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just Ellen's contribution to self, because, you know, keep the lights down, we want to make it club-like. Enjoy.
I've been trying to figure out what to read, because this is such a nice place, and the stuff I do is so damn dark.
We're ready for it.
All right. All right. Yeah, I know. I was the lightest thing I had was cremations. I didn't want to read about cremations while people are eating. So. Yeah, I know. That's why I know that's true. We stand here, and we think that we will be here forever. And well, you're a writer. And we imagine that somehow or another our world is eternal, and so did every other civilization that existed before us. 5,000 years from now, you know, we'll be sort of like, we'll be the rocks that people will be wondering about. They'll have theories about what these open mic nights were. And I call this poem Disappeared, because I've been to a number of places in the world, and you see the rocks, you see the pyramids, you wonder what the people must have been thinking. I'm sure they thought that they would be here, be there forever. And so I wrote this poem about that whole idea. I call this Disappeared. Stand in a square, pick up a stone, hear the air breathe where you are. Old stones tell stories. When you listen, stop, listen. Pyramids of Giza, the Pharaoh's send-off, Machu Picchu, mystery of ritual, Yashalon, stern navigators into the next world, the next creation. What do you think? There were people here in the square, farmers, traders, mystics, desecrating their bodies. Clumsy and graceful, sly and gullible, singing songs, prayers emitted, like the coos of doves, quarrels and gossip, powers of the powerless. In each sound expounded until no one wanted to hear. Stop. Listen. Before they vanished, every last one of them. They never thought their world would end. That we'd be breathing their breaths, consorting with their gods like ritual prostitutes. Stones lay untended, confounding to those of us who are here where they were. They never imagined their disappearance, any more than we. Relics of another time whose exhumed memories whisper fragments of what they had once been, before forbidden chance forced them off their shifting stage fronts. knowing they'd be smothered like charcoal fire. Pyramids of Giza, before the oceans of sand swallowed the Sphinx's ferreted paws. Incan Pishu, ceremonial sanctuary of an endless empire put to rest by a delinquent conqueror. Yashalan, Chol Maya city, island sequestered in a secreted jungle of headless fighters and broken deities. Invincible and eternal, when they stood among the stones, yet dying in soft numbers. There had to be someone left to carry on, to sing their tongue, to praise their gods, to speak their stories that swayed in the nearby ravines and alongside rivers, Nile, Usumacinta, Urubamba. Except one day, in the blink of a god, and as swift as had been Adam's blink at the beginning of time, they were disappeared. In a stone, in a square where men once stood, pick up a stone. Stop. Listen. Hear the wind, the muffled songs under the movable earth, untranslatable whispers in a kind of linguistics of the living dead. And all the while they congregate. Laughter could be heard, hard proof to a soft testament. Irreducible evidence. Giza. Andes Pishu. Island Yashalan, straddling today's Mexico and Guatemala. Stand in a square, pick up a stone, hear the air breathe where you are. Look into faces unborn that will ask what they will. Who were we? Eternal as any given moment when, left to our own meander of a destiny, we never thought our world would end. Until the stones are hoisted, standing in a square, stargazers of a fractured future will want to know what we must have been like. What kind of stories did we tell? Thank you.
That was wonderful. I do recommend the open mic that he and Angela host. It's a great place in Marblehead. And I'm sure Dan would be happy to talk with you about it.